In previous speeches, one from the Marines Memorial Club in San Francisco on April 16, 2015, you were asked specifically about whether we should open infantry positions and special forces combat jobs to women. And you said you did not think it was a good idea. You said when you mix, you know that when you mix eros, when you mix affection for one another that could be manifested sexually, I don't care if you go anywhere in history, you will not find where this has worked. Never has it worked. You said the idea of putting women in there is not setting them up for success. Could we find a woman who could run fast enough? Of course we could. Could we find a few who could do the pull-ups? Of course we could. That's not the point. That's not the point at all. It's whether or not you want to mix eros. And so in both of these question and answer sessions, you said you do not think you could do it. Have you changed your view on this issue?
Senator, I was not in a position to go back into government when I made those statements. There are many policies that have been enacted over many years, including the years since I've been on active duty. I'm coming in with the understanding that I lead the Department of Defense, and if someone brings me a problem, then I'll look at it. But I'm not coming in looking for problems. I'm looking for ways to get the department so it's at the most lethal stance. And in that regard, it's all about military readiness. I'm looking for military readiness and what we can do in that regard.
Do you believe that openly serving homosexuals along with women in combat units is undermining our force?
Senator, my belief is that we have to stay focused on a military that's so lethal that on the battlefield it will be the enemy's longest day and their worst day when they run into that force. I believe that military service is a touchstone for patriots of whatever stripe. I mean, it's simply the way that they demonstrate their commitment. And I believe that right now the policies that are in effect, unless a service chief brings something to me where there's a problem that's been proven, then I'm not going in with an idea that I'm going to review these and right away start rolling something back.
Do you believe that allowing LGBT Americans to serve in the military or women in combat is undermining our lethality?
Frankly, Senator, I've never cared much about two consenting adults and who they go to bed with.
So the answer is no?
Senator, my concern is on the readiness of the force to fight and to make certain that it's at the top of its game, so when we go up against an enemy, the criteria for everything we do in the military up until that point when we put our young men and women across the line of departure is they will be at their most lethal stance. That's my obligation.